Well, it's hot. It feels like my air conditioning is out in the car, and seeing as how for some reason Kentucky seems to be about 5 miles away from the sun today, I'm probably a little probably hallucinating with the heat. Just got out of the movie Angels and Demons, of course adapted from the Dan Brown book. Illuminati, the Catholic Church, symbiology, history, a lot of science versus religion. And one thing I got to say, first of all, if you've seen this this movie, and you haven't heard this already, the whole antimatter thing is ridiculous. If you had a big thing of antimatter, big enough where you could see it like that, it wouldn't take out the Vatican. It would take out Italy, maybe, probably. So ignore that for a second. We'll get into that in a little bit, but I really did not like this movie. I know this is probably going to piss people off. The one thing I want to make clear, because I know enough of these types of dudes, and I don't want this to be misconstrued. I'm not one of those guys that just sits and rips on movies. I dig movies. I like movies. I like silly movies, and they don't have to make a lot of sense to me. In a case like this, the reason I did not like this movie as much as I did... Now, obviously, this movie was fiction, just like his original movie, the original story, the Da Vinci Code, about, you know, the nature of Christ and all that, was fiction. The problem I've got with stories like this is not the narrative where they're trying to be controversial. It's the fact that the stuff that they're not trying to be controversial on is painted in such broad strokes that it perpetuates a lot of stupidity and a lot of ignorance and a lot of it perpetuates a lot of false dichotomies between science and religion. And usually the way these sorts of stories work out, follow with me here if you know this tune, sing along. Usually the way this sort of stuff works out is you've got the stodgy scientist who spends all his time in his mahogany-lined office, staring at the back of leather-bound books. He's got a blazer on that has little patches on the elbows. And he, in some way, has to have some sort of conflict with some religious authority, whether it's the Catholic Church or the local, you know, whatever. And the way this tends to go is, oh, but you don't understand, Mr. Science Professor, with your pipe and the patches on your elbows, that you know, science is fine, but it doesn't address certain things that we address. You know, in other words, you have this very predictable storyline that by the end of it, you have this sort of wink and a nod that oh, the science guy sort of understands, even though he doesn't understand. Just bunk, really. I mean, I watch a movie like this. They play to the idea that you want to feel clever. You want to feel clever about it. You want to feel like, you know, hey, you know, you get this symbiology. You get all these symbols. I understand sort of what's going on, and it's sucking up to the audience in that way. Because it's not that freaking clever. I'm sorry, it's not that clever. You know, you talk about stuff like the Illuminati, and people sort of have this, oh, you know, wow, yes, I've heard of the Illuminati. Are they real? I don't know. Are they? I have no idea. Frankly, I don't care, because honestly, probably doesn't make much difference to history. The truth is most of this sort of, most of these kinds of conspiracy theories, are there conspiracies in the world? Absolutely. And there, people should not kid themselves. There have always been people trying to take over parts of the world. There always will be. There's always, you know, secrets and hidden stories. But do these people actually control the world, or are they trying to control the world? They may be trying, but they never will. The world is out of the control of any group of individuals, period. How do you control something like Twitter? I don't care how good your technology is, it will not happen. Did not enjoy the movie. Sorry, I know. It's going to be an unpopular opinion. I know it was a popular movie, but there it is. If you want to discuss it, by all means, leave me something on Facebook. Send me an email, isoban, isoban@gmail.com. Check out my blogger, Isoban's Journal, isoban.blogspot.com. I'm going to go cool off. I'm going to go sit in the refrigerator when I get home. Talk to you later.